You're listening to Polycyclones from the Political Science Department at Iowa State University, a podcast that explores the wide variety of ways our alumni and students are making a difference. Welcome to the Polycyclones podcast. I'm Alex Tuckness, Chair of the Political Science Department. And on this episode, we are going to talk about political science as a path toward a career in law enforcement with Nathan Fan. Nathan is a corporal in a police department in the Washington, D.C. metro area and a member of the Hazardous Incident Response Team. Nathan, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Nathan, you were a political science major at Iowa State. How did you originally get interested in politics?
Truthfully, it's one of those things where it kind of just came to me. I really enjoyed politics, not because of the actual political aspect, but more so because I enjoyed hearing other people's points of views. I enjoyed talking to other people and understanding, despite agreeing or not agreeing with it. I think as human beings, I think it's good to have a general understanding of why you believe what you believe. And when I kind of grasped that, that's kind of when I started going to school for political science, was I really wanted to understand why people believe what they believed, which then strengthened or weakened my point of view, and neither strengthened or changed my point of view on things.
Wonderful. So describe kind of your career path. So were you thinking about a career in law enforcement when you started as a major? Is that something you decided later? What did you do after you graduated? Tell us a little bit about your kind of thinking about your career and how that's progressed.
So I guess my career path started at Iowa State, and I originally wanted to go to law school. I was kind of open to what school I was going to be looking into. But as I went through school, I kind of realized that law school probably wasn't appropriate for me at the time. There was a lot of maturing I had to do on my end, and it's still something that I want to do. Just at the time that I was at in my life, I just wasn't ready for law school, and I don't think it would have done me or other people any benefit to have gone to law school. So with that being said, right around COVID, I was starting to look for jobs, and law enforcement had always been pretty interesting to me. There was a guy back in Lancaster, where I'm from. He's a father figure to me, and he was a law enforcement officer in a small town. He's like, hey, man, you know, you went to political science. You're smart. You did this. You did that. And you understand people's views. And we kind of just need people that are understanding and not just kind of one way with it. So he kind of introduced me to the job. I kind of just got thrown into it. You know, I started applying to agencies. I had moved back after COVID to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is about 2 hours from the D.C. area. And I kind of started applying to agencies all over the area. And kind of just fell upon me that the sheriff's office in the area took me. And I originally wanted to go to a sheriff's office because, you know, that was a elected position in most, if not all, counties. Quickly being in the sheriff's office, I realized I didn't really like that aspect because it controlled a lot of your job. And there was actually pretty much no job security. And it kind of went with the election. So I transitioned over to the police department, and that's kind of where I am now.
That's really interesting thinking about how, you know, in political science, you're often getting to have discussions where you're interacting with students who have strongly held political views across a, you know, variety of different topics. And you're kind of learning how to see things from multiple perspectives, you know, handle sometimes intense conflicts and disagreements that people have with each other. But I hadn't really thought about the fact that, you know, as a police officer, you often will find yourself, you know, having to intervene in situations, and you're hearing different people's accounts of what happened, and you're having to try to process different points of view. And some of those same skills that you're learning in political science also are applicable to law enforcement. So let's kind of fast forward now to some of the time you're spending in your current career. So what are some ways in which the things you learned in political science have helped you in your job as a corporal?
So I think the biggest thing that I think a lot of people take for granted is the Socratic method that a lot of political science classes utilize. So I'm a field training officer now, and I have seen, I'm a new field training officer, I should say. I have seen, however, with other field training officers that had recruits, a lot of people struggled with speaking to somebody else, to speaking with a random person, and sometimes telling them what to do. So the Socratic method was huge because, you know, you were being essentially forced to work with someone and talk to somebody else. And it's always easy when they agree with you, when they disagree with you, or you have to defend your point of view, you know, it gets awkward. And I think that's the thing that I've realized, that when we hire new recruits, you can tell the ones that have kind of had a mainstream path, right? They went to high school, they went to college, they went to their classes, and they went home. Sure, just like every college student, they're going to parties, they're going to the gym, they're doing XYZ, they're doing sports, extracurriculars, but they're not really getting that engagement of for lack of better terms, the engagement of disagreeing with someone or speaking to somebody and not being on the same page with them. So I guess this is the long-winded version of just, you know, the Socratic method was huge in how you can communicate with people.
What about advocacy, right? Are there things about, you know, as you're trying to persuade people within your department about, you know, different opportunities or different ways you might go about being a better police department, where the things you learn in political science help you do that better?
Yeah, so I guess the big thing is I've come to realize that, so we write memorandums to the chain of command, and it goes up the chain of command. And for us, just writing a memorandum that isn't just facts. For example, I've been trying to work really hard to get a bloodhound into our department. We're in an urban area, so it's pretty, a lot of the officers, a lot of the chain of command is, they're like, well, why do we need a bloodhound? We're in an urban area. It doesn't really work that well, right? But it does. And so my first memorandum I wrote, it was just all facts of why we need one, why we should get one, how they work, how being in an urban area sometimes can actually help. It can actually be less dangerous for officers to use a bloodhound rather than a patrol canine that bites or, you know, what have you, right? And a lot of people still were pretty adamant, you know, no, we don't need one. So it's not what this department or this area needs. With that being said, when you are able to relate things to people, right? A huge political debate right now is the Palestine issue. You know, it's getting a lot of attraction because the news is great at it, right? They're great at attracting your feelings. They're great at letting you see, or trying to let you see and envision what people are going through. You know, despite your points of view on it, seeing certain things trigger us as human beings. So with that being said, when I wrote this memorandum for the Bloodhound, you know, you have to tug at heartstrings, right? You have to make people actually understand what the benefit is. And sometimes saying, hey, a bloodhound can actually track, you know, 45 minutes late, whereas a patrol canine can only track, you know, 15 minutes if conditions are ideal. People are going to see that and be like, okay, well, that's great, right? Or, hey, you know, 70% of our missing adult calls are dementia patients. They're 80 years old. It's winter. It's freezing out. It is dangerous. And sometimes our closest agency that has a bloodhound is upwards of an hour plus, you know, DC traffic. It can take an hour to get a bloodhound in, and who knows what could happen in an hour. But if we had an on-call bloodhound in the county, in the area, you know, we can minimize that time. You know, just relating things to people and realizing that everybody is human. Everybody has things that they care deeply about. So that was huge for me in understanding that you can use your words for you I'm definitely against you if you're wording things wrong or saying things wrong.
Yeah, that's really interesting that, you know, in politics, we all know campaigns spend a lot of time thinking about how to persuade people, right? And how to build momentum, and people who are in lobbying are trying to figure out how to, you know, build momentum for particular things. But a lot of those same skills could apply in any organization, because part of what you're learning in political science is that by and large, people aren't just motivated by facts. People are often motivated by stories that they can relate to, that may relate to their values and things like that. And so it's interesting to see, yeah, how in your organization, there's opportunities to try to persuade people using some of those things. So it also occurred to me, like, one of the interesting things about your job, right, is obviously there's a connection between law and politics, and you are working to help impartially enforce the law. But you're doing that in a place where there's a lot of different jurisdictions all that are relevant at the same time. So in the DC metro area, you've got city governments, you've got county governments, you've got the federal government, you know, that are state government, right? All of those are probably impacting some of what you see. So what are some of the ways political science maybe helps you understand some of those interrelations or kind of adds to your experiences as a police officer working with all those different political jurisdictions?
It's definitely super interesting because so the county, the city police, like Ames PD, right? Even Story County Sheriffs, I think that you guys have out there, those agencies are very specific in they're doing, when I say police work, I mean 911 calls. Whereas federal agencies, they're not dealing with 911 calls. You're never going to get an FBI agent that goes to your door for a domestic. It's just not going to happen, right? With that being said, the DC metro area, the National Capital Region, we have so many agencies. We have Pentagon Pentagon, we call it PIFPA, Pentagon Force Protection Agency. We have United States Park Police. We have Capitol Police, Secret Service. So those are all federal agencies. And then, you know, you come to the counties where they are all around, Loudoun County, Fairfax, Arlington, Prince William. There's hubs for all federal agencies in all these areas. So it's pretty interesting to see the dynamic of working with them. So I park my cruiser outside my apartment complex, and PIFPA officer actually came and he was like, "Hey, I need to talk to this officer. We had an incident at this location and it involves federal grounds," right? So we're always working with federal agencies. And, you know, I go to a lot of recruitment events and I hear all the time, "Hey, you know, I'll be honest with you, I want to go to a federal agency." That's great. We work so closely with not only federal, but state as well, that the possibilities are endless with working in this area. We have officers and detectives now that are on task force. One of the guys on my unit, he is about to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, a part of the FBI task force. So they deal with, you know, any hazardous incident response, white letters. So we have the metros, right? Any kind of stuff like that that involves terrorism, the FBI is going to be involved. So he's going to work jointly with them. Our SVU detectives work jointly with the FBI as well. Our narcotics officers work with the DEA. So the federal agencies all influence how we do our job because we have a lot of resources through them. That's our big thing with them is we have so much resources at the tip of our fingers here.
So Nathan, maybe we can conclude by just asking, what advice would you have for a current Iowa State student who's thinking about law enforcement? So maybe they're thinking of it city, county, maybe they're thinking FBI. What advice would you give for somebody who's thinking about law enforcement as a career?
I think the two biggest things are kind of like I explained earlier, they all do different things. A city or a county police officer is going to be doing 911 calls. And I'll relate it back to Iowa State, right? Ames PD is going to be doing those local calls. Iowa State PD is going to be handling school calls, right? Iowa, I think Iowa's is the highway patrol, or essentially their version of state police. They do interstate work. So do a ride along with all those agencies. Do one with a small agency, a medium-sized one, and a large one, and see what kind of calls you like, see what you like. And then the other thing is what you like. Let's say you like an average of 200-man department. Find out what agencies those are and apply to all of them. Get your foot in the door and then go from there. The grass is not always greener with different departments, but the biggest thing is we need good cops in the area. We need good cops in general. So if you can be a good cop at one place for a year while you get your feet wet, while you're learning, and you can transfer to another agency, your dream agency, and you can keep making a difference, that's what we need right now. So apply, because the process takes a long time. The background checks take a long time. And, you know, something will stick. And when you're certified and you have gotten your foot wet and you know what you want to do or where you want to go, then you can transfer out. If you want to go federal, transfer federal. If you want to go smaller because you didn't actually like the big departments, go smaller. You know, the sky's the limit.
Well, Nathan, thank you for that. Thank you for the work you're doing, helping keep America safe. And thanks again for being on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Views expressed are not necessarily those of Iowa State University or the Department of Political Science. If you have ideas for topics or guests for future episodes, or if you want to share your thoughts, email polycyclones, that's polycyclones, @iastate.edu.